今天录个横屏。
Today, I'm going to record a horizontal video.
很少录横屏。
I rarely record in landscape mode.
还有人给我留言。
I still have messages from people.
南哥。
Brother Nan.
你为什么前头要放盆花？
Why did you put a flower pot in front?
我不是放盆花。
I'm not a vase.
我是为了放个麦克风。
I'm here to put in a microphone.
我要不放这个麦克风加身上。
I don't want to take this microphone off.
我就会觉得特别别扭。
I feel very awkward.
所以呢，我就放这么一盆花。
So I just put this flower here.
在前头。
In front.
今天咱们聊一个诺奖级别的底层经济学的模型。
Today, let's discuss a Nobel Prize level economic model.
它几乎可以解释所有的人性决策和商业规律。
It can almost explain all the principles of morality and business rules.
就是弗里德曼的花钱矩阵。
It's Friedman's money matrix.
这个矩阵呢，是1976年诺奖得主弗里德曼和他的老婆写的一个经典著作。
This matrix is from a classic book written by Nobel laureate Friedman and his wife in 1976.
当然了
，Of course，
这个著作主要的思想还是来自于弗里德曼。
The main idea of this work mainly comes from Friedman。
这个书呢，用最简单的二元维度。
This book uses the simplest binary dimensions.
把所有的花钱行为归纳成了四种经典的模式。
Summarize all spending behaviors into four classic patterns.
南哥呢觉得这个理论特别好。
What do you think of this theory?
好，但是表述呢就趋于复杂。
However, the expression becomes more complex.
啊，所以我把它做了一下。
So I did it.
那简化，钱呢就是两。
The two types of simplified money are.
一种呢就是自己的。
One is their own money.
钱，一种呢就是别人的。
One is that someone else's money.
钱，花钱的方向呢也是两。
The direction of spending is also two types.
两种，一种是花给自己。
One is to spend on oneself.
一种是花给别人。
One is giving flowers to others.
那我就把它重新的做了一个四象限图。
Then I made a new four-line chart.
图，这个纵轴。
This axis.
那就是花钱给自己。上边就。
That's spending money on yourself.
是花钱给别人。左。
Spend money on others.
左边就是花自己的钱。
The left side is to spend your own money.
右边呢就是花别人的钱。
On the right is spending other people's money.
那么就形成了四个象限。
That's how four quadrants were formed.
花自己的钱给自己办事儿。花。
Spend my own money to do things for myself.
自己的钱给别人办事儿。
Spend my own money to help others.
第三呢就是。
Third.
是花别人的钱给自己办事儿。
It's about using other people's money for one's own benefit.
四呢就。
Fourth.
是花别人的钱给别人办事儿。
It's about spending someone else's money to do something for them.
除了这个模型呢，我。
With this model.
我们就可以分析一下每一种花钱的方法。
We can analyze the different ways of spending money.
第一种它
The first one
就是效率最高的它
It is the most efficient
既讲成本
It also talks about cost
不讲价值决策也最理性
Also it is said that value decision making is the most rational
效率最高
Most efficient
比如说你给自己买房给
For exampleIf you buy a house for yourself,
自己买保险
buy insurance for yourself,
或者给自己买一个电脑给
Or buy a computer for yourself.
自己买一个手机，这
Buy a phone for yourself.
都是你会做最理性的选择。
This is the most rational choice you can make.
第二个象限呢
The second quadrant.
花自个儿钱给别人办事儿。
Spend my own money to hire someone to do something for me.
讲究的是效率，节约。
It emphasizes efficiency and cost savings.
讲究最极致的效果。
No matter how extreme the effect.
也有利他的属性，典型的场景比如。
It also has the typical properties that benefit him.
比如说捐款捐助，或者是给朋友送礼，请。
For example, donating or giving gifts to friends.
朋友吃饭。
Please invite a friend to dinner.
或者就是给家人买东西。
Or just buy things for family members.
给女朋友买东西。
Buy something for my girlfriend.
因为控制了预算，很难完全对齐对方的那个真实的需求。
Because I have controlled the budget and aligned it with the other party's actual needs.
所以效率会打一些折扣。
So efficiency will be affected.
第三个象限。
Third quadrant.
你看它颜色变了啊。
Look, the color has changed.
这两个做的绿的，第三象限就开始出现一些问题。
The green ones I've been doing in the third quadrant have started to have some problems.
花别人的钱给自己办事儿。
To use someone else's money for one's own purposes.
典型的场景呢，就是公款的消费、福利的补贴、报销。
A typical scenario is the consumption, welfare, and subsidy expenses.
它可能会占用公共的资源。
It may consume public resources.
自个儿办事儿，就不心疼钱嘛，就。
If you do things yourself, you won't be stingy with money.
在乎自己的体验。
Focus on your own experience.
这是正常人的一个理性行为。容
This is a rational behavior of a normal person.
容易放纵，挑
Easy to be spoiled.
不体不珍惜
Criticize and not appreciate.
第四象限呢，就是最麻烦的一个事儿。
The fourth quadrant is the most troublesome.
就是花别人的钱给别人办事儿。
It's about spending someone else's money to do something for them.
既不节约
Neither frugal nor extravagant.
它也不需要讲效果
It doesn't need to talk about the results.
效率最低
Lowest efficiency.
也最容易敷衍
Also the easiest to be perfunctory.
典型的场景就是公共的财政开支
A typical scenario is public spending.
还有部分的行政采购。
There are also some administrative procurement.
还有就是第三方去代管的一些资源。
And also, there are some resources that are managed by third parties.
因为权责不匹配。
Due to the mismatch of rights and responsibilities,
人性就会自然走向松弛。
Human nature tends to slack off naturally.
走向不负责任。
Irresponsible behavior.
会造成比较大的项目资金的浪费。
This will cause a significant waste of project funds.
而且它还有很大的道德风险。
In addition, he also has a significant moral risk.
所以呢，你就会发现，所有的商业、服务、交易的矛盾本质。
So you will find that all the contradictions in commercial transactions are resolved.
这就是象限错位。
This is the quadrant error.
人性不变。
Human nature is unchanging.
四象限的底层逻辑。
The underlying logic of the four quadrants.
它就永远不会变。
It will never change.
所以你要是看懂了这个矩阵呢
So, if you can understand this matrix,
你就看懂了人性。
You understand human nature.
看懂了财富。
Understand wealth.
看懂了商业的底层密码。
Understand the underlying code of business.